Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called The Purpose of School Revisited. Every once in a while, we need to step back and ask a bigger question. What is school actually for? Because it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day. Lessons, schedules, standards, assessments, and before long, we're just moving, but we're not always thinking about why. And right now, especially with everything changing, this is a question worth revisiting. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is air conditioning. Simple, but those warmer days, it makes a huge difference. It changes your energy, your focus, everything. Second thing that I'm thankful for, clean sheets and a clean bed. There's just something about that feeling at the end of the day. It's comfortable, it's fresh, and it helps you to reset. The third thing that I'm thankful for is time watching movies with my kids. Those moments together, just sitting, watching, whatever it happens to be, it could be any movie. I'm just spending time with them, being present. That's time that I really value. Well, let's get back into the main topic. School has always had a purpose, but that purpose has been interpreted in different ways. Preparing students, teaching content, building skills, and all of that matters. But if we're not careful, we lose sight of the bigger picture. So the topic, once again, is the purpose of school revisited. School is about more than academics. School includes academics, but it's not limited to that. It's also about growth, development, and experience. Students are learning how to be people, not just learners. Like if you teaching students how to interact, respond, and carry themselves each day, those things matter. And that happens really in every moment, not just during lessons. And it matters just as much as the content, I would argue, because it shapes who students become. School is, it helps students to learn how to think. Thinking is at the core of learning. Not just getting answers, but making sense of things, asking questions, making connections, and figuring things out. Like when a student wrestles with an idea and starts to understand it in their own way. See, that's not just about memorizing. That's about thinking, and it's about a major purpose of school. Because when students learn how to think, they can carry that into anything they do. Schools, they build habits that last beyond the classroom. Students, they can develop habits every day in school. Think about it. Effort, responsibility, focus. How they approach challenges. If you have a student who keeps trying even when it's hard, that habit, it carries beyond school, and that's a part of what we're building. School is a place for belonging. Students need to feel like they belong, like they are seen and valued. That truly impacts how they learn and how they show up. When students feel comfortable being themselves, that matters. That environment matters. And school plays a role in creating that. That sense of belonging is so powerful. School, it introduces students to possibility. School, it exposes students to new ideas and to new interests, to things they may not experience otherwise. It helps them see different paths. Like if you have students who are discovering something they enjoy or are good at, that can shape how they see themselves and what they believe is possible and even what career path they choose. That exposure, it matters. Sometimes one experience can completely change how a student sees their future. School truly is not just about where students are, it's about where they could go and truly helping them to see that, helping them to see not just where they are, but where they can go. That is powerful, and that's life-changing for young people. School teaches students how to work with others. Collaboration, it is a huge part of life. Being able to work with others, working with different people and different perspectives, learning how to communicate and problem solve together. Think about it, with group work, discussions, shared responsibilities, it's not always easy, but it's important. And school gives students that experience, developing those skills to work with others. School, it helps students to build confidence. Confidence grows through experience. Through trying, succeeding, and even failing. Like sometimes you fail. If you have students who realize that they can do something, maybe they didn't think they could, but then they realize, hey, I can do this. Man, that's huge in building confidence. Or even slowly improving at something over time. Students don't have to get great at something, but they can slowly build and get better at it over time. That builds belief in students. That builds belief in themselves. And it matters far beyond the classroom. And that confidence, it sticks with them. It stays with them for a lifetime, y'all. And school provides structure and consistency. Structure, it gives students that stability, that routines help them to feel grounded. Expectations create clarity. Like knowing what the day looks like. Like it just has that consistency coming up. Like, hey, this is what today is going to look like. And also what's expected of them. Not only knowing what the day is going to look like, but knowing what's expected of them, that is some consistency that is critical to students, especially for the students who need it the most. And school is a place for guidance. Students need adults who guide and support them, who help them to navigate challenges, who step in at the right moment. If you have a, you might have a teacher who notices something and checks in. That guidance can make a real difference. That's part of the role. And that's part of the purpose. The purpose of school is to develop the whole student. School is about more than one thing. It's about the whole student. Academic, social, emotional, personal growth. Helping students become capable and confident individuals. That's bigger than any single lesson. That's the real purpose. And when we remember that, it helps us to stay grounded in what actually matters day to day. The purpose of school is not just to teach. It's to develop people. Boy, that's powerful. And that's what makes school matter so much. So as I do a reflective close here, I want to say that wherever you are right now, in the middle of the day, in the middle of the work, in the middle of everything that comes with teaching, I want you to just take a moment to remember this. School is about more than content. It's about people. It's about growth. It's about connection. And it's about helping students to become who they are meant to be. And when things feel overwhelming, when it feels like too much, coming back to that purpose can help ground you, because what you're doing matters, and in ways that go far beyond the lesson, y'all. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.